which candidate do you think will be more likely to bring peace to the Middle East?
Neither. No, third party candidates, yes. None of the mainstream candidates.
Not Trump or Harris.
No, they're owned by the 1%. They are there to perpetuate the war profiteering. All wars are bankers' wars. All wars are weapons manufacturers' wars. Has nothing to do with peace and freedom.
Okay, fine. So what if we compare, like, if you were to compare the years under Trump versus the years under Harris, do you think that either one was better?
There are no years under Harris. She's not the president. What are you talking about?
She was vice president.
Yes, but vice presidents don't have any power.
Well, Biden said that she agreed and was standing by all of his policies.
Yes, because that's what she has to say to get his support.
Okay.
I mean, I think she believes it. I mean, I think she's as corrupt. Look, she's a creature of the CIA just as Biden is. That's whose bidding she's doing.
Okay.
You know, these aren't genuinely elected public servants. These people are CIA operatives. Tim Walz, Barack Obama. They come out of nowhere. They're in the Senate. These are creatures of the CIA.
That's,
you know, you got to look at the big picture. The CIA runs the biggest drug dealing operation on the planet, that all these wars are fomented to keep them running drugs. You know, because, look, I've been a psychonaut all my life. When I was in high school in the mid-70s in college, you could get really good black Afghani hash. Then Soviets invaded Afghanistan, No more black Afghani hash. Until I come to New York in the 80s, and a friend of mine's like, hey, want some black Afghani hash? Like, where in the world did you get that? The CIA!
And ever since then, you've...
And then I've done a whole lot of research. I've read The Underground Empire. It goes into how the CIA was running drugs in Mexico, and two DEA agents were killed because they were going to expose it, among other things. I mean, it goes into world networks of drugs, and because follow the money. What's the most profitable business on the planet? Drugs.
Narcotics, yeah.
That's why cannabis was illegal for so many years. Has nothing to do with health. It's a healthful herb. It's to protect the banking system. Cannabis alone is a multi-trillion-dollar industry. Where's that money? Under the drug dealers' mattresses? The entire banking system would collapse without laundered drug money. I know. I worked in financial services for 16 years.
You were doing what for 16 years?
I worked in financial services.
Oh, okay.
Companies, big major Wall Street.
So you were working on Wall Street?
I was. And I would talk to the anti-money laundering people and these big major... And they would uncover all kinds of corruption, bring it up to the attention of senior management, and nothing would happen. And when I worked in tech procurement at Merrill Lynch, I uncovered all kinds of corruption by the head procurement guy, exposed it to management, nothing happened. They were all in on it. excuse me, that's how reality works.
Yeah, that's significant. Wow, thank you so much. What is your name, ma'am?
My name is Marcy.
Marcy, thank you so much for speaking with me.
I'll give you a card.
Yes, please.
What's your name?
My name is Nate. If you had to vote to bring peace to the Middle East,